One of the sounds I really can't stand is somebody bouncing a football along the street. It's not that I find football particularly annoying, it's just that it brings back really bad memories. About 5 years ago, I lived in a third floor flat in an area of Barcelona called Gràcia. Next to my building, there was a small square, if you can call it a square. There used to be an old building there, but it was in such bad condition that the city council decided to knock it down and turn the empty space into a square. Apart from the typical benches and streetlights, the design of the square also included a strange metallic structure, which was attached to, you guessed it, the side of my building. I think it was supposed to be some sort of public art, but it started rusting almost immediately, and I think it looked absolutely awful. Being one of the world's most densely populated cities, Barcelona isn't known for its parks and open spaces. Really, there's nowhere for kids to kick a ball around. So the majority just have to make do with their local square. So, at 5 o'clock, every evening, my square turned into the Nou Camp, Barcelona Football Club's world-famous stadium, as dozens of kids from the neighbourhood headed for the area. I could hear them approaching, bouncing their footballs as they walked down the street. And for the next 2 hours, it was screaming, shouting, and swearing non-stop. When I moved into the flat, although it really got on my nerves, I suppose I could deal with it. But after a few months, it began driving me around the bend. Sometimes I used to lean out of the window and tell the kids off, but they never took any notice of me. But worst of all was when they kicked the ball against the rusty artwork on the side of my building. Boom! The noise was absolutely deafening. But it wasn't just noise. Every time the ball hit the wall, the metallic structure vibrated violently and sent shockwaves through the building. It was like being in an earthquake, I swear. Anyway, fortunately, I didn't go mad, and I live in a quieter area now. But whenever I hear the sound of a bouncing football, I'm transported back in time to the noise hell of my flat in Gràcia. I suppose I'll never manage to forget it.